This is Phil Farrand. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. We got some things done. Got my major client closed for the month. So, you know, now we got a couple of weeks where we can just kind of coast along. Just get our work done. No big deals happening. But yeah, so the man that I answered directly to has been on vacation all this week, but I've managed to keep myself busy, so all is good. We're working on a application programming interface. I need to straighten this up just a little bit. There we go. Working on an application programming interface, and I had plenty of things to do from the database side, had some meetings, talked to some people, etc., 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 yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, it was good. Costumes are good. I've been collecting information on Pretend That You're a Time Traveler Day. And that seems to be going fine. I'm closing in on what I'm going to do. And I've ordered a few things. And we're trying a few things out. Kind of finalize some of the design stuff. I have to play with some electronics here a little bit. See that? See that? I did pull down the wings, because that is not this week, but next week. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, so pulled down the angel wings, charged up the battery last night. This morning, I plugged it all up real quick, and hit the button, and the wings started to open, so there you go. The wings still work. So I've got to get home tonight, probably tonight, and open up the wings and go down and kind of primp the feathers a little bit. Feathers, you know, like if it's a big feather that you would use for something like a quill, they tend to fragment and kind of come apart where the individual strands of the feathers are, but it's really just like a zipper. And so you just work your fingers along it, smooth it out, and get it to zip back up again. Of course, with the feathers going in and out and in and out and in and out, they're rubbing on stuff, they're just going to kind of get pulled apart again, but at least I can start off with them looking fairly nice. So I have also started walking around with my backpack with my 20-pound kettlebell in it, because those wings weigh about 20 pounds, and so I got to kind of get used to swinging that thing around. Tried on my Elvis costume last night, because this week is National Elvis Week. It starts on the 9th, which is tomorrow, so it works out perfect. I love the Elvis costume, because it's so bad. I just don't even bother to iron the jumpsuit that I have, which is a kind of a really cheap version of one of his Las Vegas jumpsuits. And I don't even bother to iron it, and the wig that I have is just terrible. It's so bad. I love it so much. Got my Elvis glasses and my scarf, and you know, so I'm ready to go. So that'll be fun. And this is the one where I can shout before I leave the store, because, you know, I can turn around and shout, Elvis has left the building, as I'm going out. So, you know, which people get a big kick out of that, obviously. So that's fun. And then it's Angel next week. And then it's National Dog Day, International Dog Day, and National Bowtie Day of the very next week. So I'm going to be splitting that weekend like I did last year, because my buddy Michael Dixon, who's at Walmart, likes to celebrate National Bowtie Day because he loves bow ties. And so I told him I would celebrate with him. So I got to haul down the bow tie costume. It's a pretty simple costume, so it's no big deal. All is well. All is well. I do have a dentist appointment coming up like the second week of September, and that's usually when I celebrate Uncle Sam Day, which the costume is Uncle Sam dressed in products exclusively from China. So, but I've already done that for my dentist. So I had an idea that I should just kind of look around and see what's available on that weekend, and I may just do a quick costume for that. In the meantime, I'm just going to keep working along on Pretend That You're a Time Traveler. I may even buy a 3D printer for this one so that I can make doodads and things to put on the Pretend That You're a Time Traveler costume, because there's just nothing like, if you're looking for a more precision look, there's nothing like 3D printing, you know, fabricating your own little doodads because you know exactly what you want. You can tweak it until you get it, yada yada. So, because I could try to make the doodads out of foam, but they're just not going to like look the same as it would. And I've got points on my card, so I may just do that. We'll see. Writing is going fine. I'm a few words down this week, but I'm headed towards the end. And I'm at 137, I think, 1,000 words. So, I mean, I'm literally within 2 weeks of being locked in if everything keeps going. And I know where things are going. I just have to kind of hone it in and make it work. And that all comes as I'm typing. So I know where the epilogue is and what needs to happen. And it was interesting today because I was having breakfast with a friend and we were talking about our existence here and the way we as Christians have portrayed our existence here and the mistake that we make when we assume that since we are a follower of Jesus Christ that everything's just going to go well for us. And I told him, I said, yeah, I said, this book, I specifically added some characters because they're going to do everything right and they're still going to die. Because that's what Hebrews tells us. Hebrews 11 goes through this great hall of heroes and then it says others were not delivered. You know, they didn't receive back their dead. You know, they died by the sword. Of them, the world was not worthy, it says. So, I told my buddy, I said, I am immensely grateful for where I am in life, spiritually and physically and emotionally and psychologically and financially, but I recognize that just a few things different and I would be in other places and in other conditions. And if everything disappears tomorrow, I'm still with him. So it's I'm very honored and I'm very grateful that everything has worked out as it has, but I also recognize that it didn't need to. So anyways, all that is well. This week or last week, I came across a YouTube video, and in watching this video, I went, oh yeah, that guy. Because this was a guy who was making predictions about what was going to happen with COVID. And his predictions made a lot of sense from a biology standpoint. And everybody just ignored him. And he has continued to try to make predictions and try to raise awareness about issues. And everyone has just ignored him. And so he just decided... you know what? I'm done. And so he's just kind of going back up into the forest, got himself a little place, and he's just going to ride it out. And you might be thinking, ride what out? Isn't COVID over? Maybe not, unfortunately. So the first thing that brought this guy, and his name is Gert Gert Vanderbosch is his name. One of the first things I heard that he was saying, and the people who were quoting him were people I respect very much, scientists, evolutionary biologists, and they're saying, okay, this guy's making a lot of sense. And his point was, we really shouldn't be vaccinating people in the middle of a hot pandemic when we've got a vaccine that is not instantaneously effective and it doesn't kill the virus off immediately. Because he said, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be putting evolutionary pressure on the virus, and you're going to be killing off the weaker strains, and the thing is just going to keep getting stronger and more infectious. And if you keep vaccinating people in the middle of a hot pandemic with something that's just sort of a half solution that only works for, as we found out later, about 2 months, that you're going to set up a situation where this thing is going to proliferate into all kinds of different variants. And it was interesting because after we were in it for a while, kind of trying to come out the back end of it, you know, Anthony Fauci came out and said at one point, he said, well, we weren't prepared for how fast this virus could mutate. And I thought, well, if you had actually paid attention, there were people telling you that because of what you were doing specifically, it was going to mutate that fast. And so this Gert Vanderbosch turned out to be prescient in his discussions of what was going to happen, because he just came at it from a biological standpoint and the ability of living systems to adapt. And so that's pretty interesting. And I really hadn't thought about him much in recent days. But once I saw that they had done a video of about him deciding that it was time to pack it in, and I thought, well, this is pretty interesting. So why is he packing it in, and what is he expecting to happen? So I gave you the short version here. And that is that we have not, obviously, eliminated COVID. There just keeps being more and more and more and more variants. And some of them are highly infectious. They're more infectious than Delta was, more infectious than Omicron was. So you would think that that would lead some people to want to know what was going on and what could be done about it. But in fact, we really don't have any interest in that. What we want to do is just jab people again, which he had some really interesting things to say that are not in this particular YouTube video. He had some really interesting things to say about what he thought might happen in people who got multiple jabs and all the boosters and things, and what it might do to their immune systems. And those things are not pretty, but neither is this pretty. Because with COVID being around as long as it has now, it has mutated enough that it's actually infecting animals as well. And he says that, so because of that, you have all of these animal stores now for this virus, and they're mutating there as well. And so now you have not only humans contributing to the mutations, but animals contributing to the mutations. And if it hopped from us to animals, it can hop back from animals to us. You know, maybe. But certainly it's a lot easier than if it starts in the animals to come our way the first time. So you've got a lot of mutations still going on. We haven't tamped this thing down. And you get the right mutations in the right places. And you get compromised immune systems in humans, especially for people that have been multiply vaccinated. And this whole thing could go south really quickly with the right mutation or the wrong mutation, however you want to look at it. It could very easily go south. And we could end up with a highly infectious, highly virulent vaccine that could go bad. So, you know, there's no way to know if that's going to happen. There's no way to know when it's going to happen. But it really shouldn't come as a surprise to us if all of a sudden there's a strain of COVID that is bad. And as I was talking about with my buddy today, and he had already brought up this subject in conjunction with he never wants to be hospitalized because of the things that happen in hospitals and, you know, the way hospitals have taken a turn in the last few years. My response was his same response. Get as healthy as you can. That's the piece of advice. Make sure your vitamin D level is good. Get as healthy as you can. Because we've already been through the COVID thing. We may be going at some point through another round of a virulent version of COVID. And it seems almost inevitable since we haven't learned our lesson and people are still doing gain-of-function research. It's almost inevitable that something else is going to get out from the lab because people are silly. And they think they're just being silly and they think they're just being stupid when, in fact, unfortunately, their flesh is doing its best to act in as malicious a way as it can. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it home.